This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation is what you need to know in the world today. There are plenty of things happening every day. It's fascinating. People, places, things to talk about. And we're here to do that on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen to go through the comments that people have. It's St. Patrick's Day. According to the census, 34 million Americans are of Irish descent.
Here.
Yep, there he is. This is a very solemn day, by the way, in Ireland. It's a very solemn religious holiday. 30 parades nationwide. What are we doing for parades?
Everybody's drinking and everything.
No, I'm talking about here, not over there. I'm talking about here. Oh, no, I'm talking about there instead of here. You got it?
Yeah, they're drinking. No. What are you talking about solemn? The only thing that's solemn is the hangovers.
No, I think it's treated differently in Ireland than it is here. Here, yeah, there's plenty of hangovers. St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City. First one was done in 1762. Didn't it make news this year because the mayor, Mr. Blah Blasio, is walking in the gay Irish parade?
Yeah, I think
there's
you're
a
right.
Separate Irish parade for a gay guy, which seems kind of that's
not, stupid.
It is stupid.
Well, you got to have your own parade. Why can't you just be a part of the parade?
Well, because the Irish, there a lot of the Irish are pretty tough. They're not open to lots of differences, and this is the way it is, and that's the way it is.
New Yorkers, they don't care. As long as you can hang.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. This was, by the way, the first day in the year 1800, during the St. Patrick's Day Parade, there were a lot of people who got arrested. And for some reason or another, the name Paddy Wagon was first used on St. Patrick's Day because of what Shabrisi's talking about, Patty. There is a correction, hauling people to jail on the Irish holiday was how it all got started. And so,
you ever been in a paddy wagon?
I have not ever. Thank you. I had that pleasure. You?
Yep.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Under what circumstance?
Young and stupid, walking around Georgetown with all my buddies. We got a little bit too much to drink, and they throw you in there and just drive you around for 2 or 3 hours and then give you a $10 ticket just to kind of
wake you up.
Yeah, just to kind of control you.
Smarten you up.
Right, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of smartening up, a couple of Americans in the news that are not too smart, or one would wonder. First person is Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the soldier that was held captive by the Taliban, remember? He was in the clink there for 5 years, has been diagnosed with schizotypical personality disorder. What is it? It's S-C-H-I-Z-O. I did not practice this before I said it. Schizotypal, I think that's what it is.
Don't worry. I heard the local news anchors this morning all struggling with the word.
I'm not worried at all, really.
Yeah.
I struggle with them. I'm happy to tell you. I don't know. Diagnosis included in a document which has been put forth by his defense team. The defense lobbying for the release of more information about him so the public would know what the real story is. Because I remember even you and I didn't even really, I was thinking this guy, AWOL, that's not good. He was apparently, before he went into the Army, he was in the Coast Guard, and he was dismissed from the Coast Guard because of a personality disorder.
You
so how in the name
the
of God did he get into the Army?
Right.
How, and I heard some bunch of bunkum on a guy that was being interviewed on C-SPAN, a guy from the Pentagon who said, well, in the days of the volunteer army, we aren't so fussy. What are you nuts? And I remember saying this, I think I said it about him, but there were a couple of other, who was the guy that became a woman, who that kid, 19 years old, that was in cahoots with Snowden, what was his name? Now became a girl. Remember, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. Not important. But the point of my story or my thinking then is the same as it is now. What are you letting these people in the first place for? Do a psychological exam of them, and you figure out that they're a little whacked, so you don't put them in the Army. You don't put them in the Air Force. You don't put them in the Navy. You don't really see. Actually, when you get right down to the Army, and maybe the Coast Guard to a point, but you're certainly in the Marines and the Navy and the Air Force, you don't see trouble like this. They're very particular about who they let in. And, well, they ought to be. And this is sort of more proves my point that I've made over the years, actually since I was a kid who was ready to go, I would have been fodder. The people who died in the Vietnam War were, for the most part, fodder. The people in the front lines are always fodder. They put them up there because they're going to take it and let the others get through. Anyway, this guy, we're going to spend a lot of money on this guy. And if somebody had been smart, they would have said, no, this guy's not qualified. We're not going to take him. But instead, they take him, and look what we got to show for it now. Millions of taxpayer dollars to chase this guy around. And I bet you, at the end of the day, they're not going to find, well, they're going to find that his misbehavior was because of
he claims the reason he did it is to bring attention to the mismanagement of his troops.
Yeah. Well, but you see,
but what I don't get is we knew this 6 months ago or 4 months ago when the podcast Serial came out, which was all about him.
Yeah.
And he pretty much admitted that.
Yeah. He did.
So I don't understand why today they're going to.
Here's why.
Is to bring attention
there's
to his
an argument going on among the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richie. One general said, don't try him. And the general over that general said, yeah, we got to try him. So there's a personality thing, and I'm in charge, and we're going to do it this way. And so here we go.
Well, here's the thing.
If you don't
try him, then do other people start going AWOL and thinking that they're going to get away with it?
Well, I don't know about that. I do know that there ought to be some lesson learned here, wondering whether this is falling on the Pentagon's ears or the Army's ears. Are you going to be better about who you let in instead of all of this nonsense? Now, on the other side, this is not about a soldier. The story of Otto Frederick Warmbier. Warmbier. I've heard it pronounced Warmbier, whatever. He's the fellow who's in North Korea who was arrested for taking down some sign in a hotel as a prank or whatever the hell it was. And meanwhile, he confessed his crime on North Korean television. And then he talks about how he's been treated by the government of North Korea. Here he is.
On the early morning of January 1st, 2016, I committed my crime of taking out the important political slogan from the staff-only area of the Yanggakdo International Hotel, aimed at harming the work ethic and the motivation of the Korean people. I have been very impressed by the Korean government's humanitarian treatment of severe criminals like myself and of their very fair and square legal procedures in the DPR Korea.
No, it's a joke.
I understand the severity of my crime, and I have no idea what sort of penalty I may face. But I am begging to the Korean people and government for my forgiveness. And I am praying to the heavens so that I may be returned home to my family.
All right, so there's that's him saying he's not guilty. Please do something nice for me, yada, yada, yada. And it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. It didn't look too good yesterday for him, I'll tell you that. 15 years in the hard labor camp. 15 past the hour, Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now on hand is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a traditionally educated and intelligent cardiologist down in Florida. He joins us every week at this time to go through some of the important medical news of the week, including the NFL acknowledging that chronic traumatic encephalopathy is linked to football. Is it encephalopathy? Is that how you pronounce encephalopathy?
Exactly. Doug, you were clairvoyant. You predicted this.
I've been on this for 5 years.
The news this week, for the first time, the National Football League has publicly acknowledged the connection between football and it's a mouthful. Chronic traumatic encephalitis, the brain disorder better known as CTE. CTE has been found in a number of retired football players. It was actually seen in 90 out of 94 NFL players whose brains were examined, 45 out of 55 college players, and 6 out of 26 high school players. CTE is a disease that only can be diagnosed post-mortem. There's no cure. Maybe you want to make the game safer, improve equipment, change the rules, but this is a concern.
I'm going to say this for the benefit of the gentleman who calls every time I talk about this fact that when you let your children play football, you are irresponsible parents, as far as I'm concerned. He calls every time, and sir, here's the number, 888-302-3684. You can talk about what a dirty bag of manure I am one more time if it makes you feel better. All right, so keep him.
I'd like moving. To hear that.
Yeah, I know you would. Cold turkey, the best way to quit smoking. This is pretty interesting because a lot of people try it and it doesn't work, Ken.
Annals of Internal Medicine this week. People who give up cigarettes, Doug, all at once are more likely to be successful than those who wean themselves off gradually. There's good evidence for nicotine replacement therapy like patches and gum that are also safe, and also Chantix to help people quit smoking after you give up cold turkey. If you want to be successful, get off the cigarettes, first you have to be confident you can do it, and then be committed to getting it done.
All right. Next item of interest here on our report on your health, a healthy heart. You're a cardiologist. This is the best way you want to not get Alzheimer's or dementia. Looks like this is the key, Ken.
Exactly. Journal of the American Heart Association this week, keeping your heart fit, Doug, may help your mind stay sharp as well. Seniors who met more heart-healthy goals show less likely decline in their thinking skills. So eat a healthy diet, exercise, limit alcohol, don't smoke, sleep 7 to 8 hours per night, reduce mental stress, and know your four numbers: blood pressure, weight, cholesterol, and blood sugar.
Keep it going. All right, anxiety. This is the mind-body connection in triplicate, it looks like, Ken.
Journal of Neuroscience this week. Anxiety disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder, and social anxiety disorder, they affect about 18% of us. Anxiety can become such a problem, Doug, that it controls our day-to-day lives. And according to a new study, it may also even lead to bad decision-making. Anxiety interferes with the choice-making cells in the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is an area of the brain that plays a key role in flexible decision making.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring to you Super Beats and the related product line. Official advice from Dr. Ken about the blood pressure issues that are addressed by Super Beats. This could be the best thing you found along this line, Ken.
Exactly. Nobel Prize winning discovery in 1998 about nitric oxide, the third gas of the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells need to spray your blood vessels with nitric oxide so that they open up, they relax, lower your blood pressure. You can deliver oxygen throughout the body, but you need to continuously make nitric oxide. So you need these products that Doug will tell you about to continuously make nitric oxide.
Well, the thing here is that there are two ways to get yourself into this zone, if you will. One of them is, as Ken suggested, with the product Super Beats. It's the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Article in the LA Times this week about how superbly Super Beats works for the athletes that are playing basketball in the NCAA. I thought that was pretty interesting. So get in on the bandwagon. Get in by ordering Super Beats now at Neo 40, 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
St. Patrick's Day. Irish singers, some Irish songs. Important part of the day, the band U2 in God's Country. Get started, Richard. You crank it up.
This is where the edge is one of the greatest guitar players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a strong presence they have here and around the world. Well deserved. Their music is excellent. And I think it took me a long time. I think you told me. I didn't really even know that U2 was an Irish band for the longest time.
What a great band. They have a great way of reinventing themselves, and sometimes it's not the best thing. They've done some kind of funky stuff where I didn't like it, but in the main, great, 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 great band.
And here's the greatest contemporary Irish singer on his own, in my opinion.
He's been singing...
For 48 years, 49 years. He started in the mid-60s with a group. All right, Richie, here's the challenge. What was the name of Van Morrison's first group?
You mean what was their name, Them?
Yes, Them. It was
Them Guys?
For Them Guys, yes.
Them.
Them. It was called Them.
G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria.
Somebody had a great song. Crank it up.
Well, I want to make love to you tonight. I can't wait.
Wonderfully quirky guy. I remember once I was driving around in England with Uri, and Uri said, why don't you call? Because I said, I want to do an interview with Van Morrison. How do you think I find him? So he said, well, why don't you just look in the phone book? So somehow or other, I get his recording studio is in Bath, which is southwest England. And so I called over there, and his assistant answered the phone, and I told her who I was. I said, I'm a big fan. And she said to me in wonderfully English drollness, well, you'll have to be satisfied with that because Mr. Morrison doesn't do interviews. So that was, they satisfied with liking him a lot.
Kind of like our Kiefer Sutherland experience.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, he was happy to talk to us, except nobody's going to ever hear it. All right, so Van the Man, another Irish singer. Certainly this Irishman and the song typify what today is about for many people.
Oh, Danny boy,
hey.
The pipes, are calling.
They got some of the Irish tradition.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
He has such timbre to his voice.
Terrific. Little guy with a big voice.
Summer's gone.
He and Hope had such
and
fun
in those movies they did together.
God love him.
Falling.
All right, so next on our list of Irish singers is Chris de Burgh.
It's you.
This was a real big, lady, wonderful pop song from the movie.
Flaming Irish red hair on his desk.
Yeah. Yeah, this is perfect stuff. And every time you hear it, you can envision yourself seeing this lady over the grate. I never can remember her name. She was married to Steven Seagal. I can never remember the actress.
Now you're going
to
make me.
Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly LeBrock.
Thank you. Bingo. My brain is in the second gear. All right, so here's another one. Here's Enya. But Jen Jen's not here for this. She loves this stuff. We're featuring some Irish music and tribute to Irish music and Irish musicians. In fact, today is St. Patrick's Day. Here's one that just is so sad. Gilbert O'Sullivan's Alone Again. Oh, my God.
There's a soulful song there. You can skip the next one, though.
Yeah, I thought you might. All right, we got time for one more here. You want to do a couple more? Please. The Corrs. Song Breathless.
We skipped over Sinead O'Connor.
You did?
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to mention it.
Oh, one more. The Cranberries.
Yep. Irish singers in the main year 28 after on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I have no idea. What's going on here? This is a guy who doesn't know what to do with the buttons. He ruins the Kiefer Sutherland interview with his fingers on the wrong
button.
Then
I got audio flying out from everywhere.
That's it. Nice. Put Tara back in there. She can fix whatever's going on. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is suffering from a torn retina. She had an operation last night. She'll be fine. She's having to lay low literally for 24 hours, not moving, and then another couple, maybe 3 or 4 days. So I'm guessing she'll be back next week. I think that's probably how it'll work. And we can tease her about the patch over her eye. I'm sure that'll be... We took some pictures yesterday. I don't know what she did with them. I didn't get them. Posting... I'm sure she did. She must have. Richie, check her Facebook page, will you? Pictures of me with her and Roberta and Warren Eckstein. I think she posted them. I hope before she went to the doctor. She was on her way to the doctor after we had our lunch. It's St. Patrick's Day. Luck. The luck of the Irish. How many times have you heard that? Richie is Irish. It's pretty good luck. Luck. Be a lady tonight. Luck is a matter of preparation.
Yeah.
I think it is anyway.
I don't believe in luck.
It's preparation meeting opportunity.
Yes.
So don't miss out on opportunity. This could be the lesson of today.
You create your own luck.
Be prepared. There is a lot of opportunity. You've heard me say this any number of times. My firm spiritual belief is that abundance is there for everybody. That's one of the reasons that I dismiss Bernie Sanders' idea of how to fix the problem and all these people that say we got to tax the rich and help out those who are not as fortunate. You can all be as fortunate as you want to be. There is opportunity. You can come up with ideas. Look at every day you hear of people.
Do some have to work a little harder than others?
Right.
Maybe.
Yes.
But you do the work.
You got it. And this is the best place, even though the government is offensively obtuse in dealing with us and trying to corral us and control us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There still isn't a better place in the world for opportunity. You can have that. There are all kinds of opportunities presented every single day. You can be who you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. But you got to have, beside the luck, you got to have the preparation. So do that. Take that step. It's absolutely essential to achieve success. You got to have self-discipline. You increase your knowledge, develop your skills. So instead of coming home from work at 3 o'clock, if you go to work at 7, say, oh, I worked a hard 8-hour shift, and you want to not be just getting by, instead of sitting on the couch with a beer watching reruns of something or maybe Oprah or whatever it is, you come up with something. What's your passion? I have found, fortunately for me, I'm able to do what I have been passionate about all my life. I love speaking to people. I love learning. I love to be able to do what I do here on this program 6 hours a day. I also avocationally love being on the farm, love being around my animals, love doing the work on the farm. But I've put my mind, there are several things going on now that I have to work hard on to change, to fix things that are wrong with what I do on the farm. And I've been doing it almost single-handedly now. All of a sudden, I'm a genius. All of a sudden, everybody's got the same idea. All of a sudden, yeah, we can save the farms. Yeah, we can save this open space. Yeah, we can do that. That's what's going on in my hometown. I've been beating this.
Are you still
going
to do that, the thing where you have the sustainable community?
Yeah.
Explain
that.
Well, 60 seconds. And this is such a cool idea.
Yeah. Well, what we've been talking about, and what I first have to do is sell the development rights on the farm to protect it forever. That's really what I wanted to do. I've sold my home
farm.
So
part of the farm gets homes and the shopping farm, center built on it.
You can't build on it at all. There will be a shopping center. As a matter of fact, that's one of the suitors for the development rights. A big builder of supermarkets and this guy that runs his company actually has developed a lot of malls around the country, and they have a mall in Framingham, and they want to expand it, but they can't according to the current guidelines. So if you buy the development rights for me off of the farm and you apply them to what you want to do in this new pursuit, this adventure, instead of being able to build a 6-story building, you'll now be able to build a 10-story building, that kind of thing, which increases the commercial value of the commercial tax base in the town, and it saves open space. And this is something that I've been on for almost 5 years. Because I wanted to save. This was the biggest piece of land left in town. I bought it 14 years ago with an idea to saving it. Well, along the way comes 2008, and everything goes into the tank. So it becomes a little more difficult for me to do what I wanted to do. And now, just after a number of years of being pushed and pulled this way or that way, we've come up with an idea that is, I'm sure, going to be successful. But yet, everybody said all along the way, nah, that'll never work. No, you can't do that. A lot of people have said that until I've just kept selling it and kept presenting it and kept saying, this is what we got to do. And now they're all coming around and saying, yep, we can do this. But if I had given up, it would never have happened, and I have 103 houses on my farm. Would I have a lot of money? Yep. Would I be happy? No. Because that wasn't why I bought the farm. I didn't buy the farm to make money. I bought it because it meant something to me. And so if you've got something, to go back to the analogy of sitting on the couch with a beer in your hand, watching TV instead of doing something that's constructive, I spend, much to the chagrin of the people who love me, I spend almost every waking moment working on something, an idea, working on plans, working on things that need to be done. That's just the way I've always lived my life. And I can't imagine it changing.
It's annoying at moments, but yeah.
Sometimes it is a little annoying.
It's got a lot of drive.
Right about that. But it has allowed me to be successful in the areas that I have chosen to be successful in. And I only say that, there are a lot of people, if you've got a good astrologer, the astrologer can help you understand a little bit more about yourself. And then from there, you learn how to direct your energy, how to push yourself in certain ways so that you will get the satisfaction. This ought not to be about anybody but you. What are you satisfied in doing? I know that this lady that I love, has, like me, she grew up around horses. I grew up around cows. And it's her passion. She loves it, and she's extraordinarily good at it. She really is great on the horse. She's great understanding the horse. She has had a number of terrific success stories in competing nationally in the horse world. It's what her passion is, and she's been able, she just focuses on it. She works It's very hard work physically to compete in the horse arena. You got to be very physically strong, and you got to be very smart, because all of the, and the horses are smart, and they're strong, and you're sitting on their back trying to control them. It's really something that you have to focus on. The people who are really good at it are really good at it because they focus. So she's got a desire. She wants to do it. She's decided she's going to do it, and she does it. Richie has, I mean, I can give you any number of stories about him and how he's applied himself to certain things, and it has worked for him. This wonderful Kara Schillen, who's come on the program in the last year or so, who's actually better at her job than Rich is because she applies herself. He's got all kinds of things going on that distract him while he's on the air. She's very focused.
Facebook,
she's
Twitter.
Very desirable of being successful. And so with this desire, she creates success. So I use the opportunity of this being St. Patrick's Day and the four-leaf clover and the luck that goes around. I mean, yeah, maybe it's not luck, but I said when I just talked about your getting an astrologer to figure out what you're all about, there are many things in your chart that you'll find out about yourself that will help you to understand how to take advantage of the opportunities that are being presented to you, because they'll show up in different ways. But we all have them, and this is my roundabout way of completely dismissing Bernie Sanders and his idea to tax. I'm in the, 34%, whatever it is that you pay at the upper end. And according to Bernie Sanders, I should be paying 66% of my income in taxes, so that people who sit around with their butt in front of the television. Now, and I'm not saying this about everybody, don't get me wrong. I think there are a lot of people who do have a burning desire, but for whatever the reason, they can't get the luck and the opportunity. But there are plenty of people who could do a lot better than they do. And so you go back, if you find Bill Clinton to be anathema, sorry, but his idea of giving people a hand up rather than a hand out carries the day. Giving people handouts doesn't work. It has proven to be disaster in our country now. And so maybe we turn this around. By the way, speaking of, people are always taking a shot at Trump because they say, well, he's giving all this money and yada yada. Was he born well? Yes. Did he have money when he first got started? Yes. Did he do something with it? Yes. Has he taken advantage of opportunities? What I get a kick out of, and not as an apologist for Trump, because I don't have to apologize for him. There are some things about him I like and some things I don't like. But I will tell you something. He takes every opportunity to try to make something work. The airline, you've got all of his detractors. Well, Trump's stakes didn't work, and Trump airline didn't work, and Trump college didn't work. You know what? He tries everything. And more stuff works than doesn't, and that's really the lesson here.
When I was in the car business, and I was a wholesaler, so I would buy your trade-ins when you traded it into a dealership and they wouldn't resell it on their used car lot. I would buy it from them and take it to an auction, another dealer, whatever it was, all up and down the East Coast and wherever. And new wholesalers, because it was the cool job to have, everybody wanted to be a wholesaler because you're moving around all day. You go to dealership to dealership. You go to the auctions, whatever. You're not stuck to one place. It's kind of fun. And everybody would try to become a wholesaler. And I saw guys blow through $200,000, $300,000, $1 million like that in 6 months. Because they didn't know what they were doing.
Yep.
And so when I saw that happen multiple times.
Your father taught you how to do it.
Right,
too.
Right. And you see guys just blow through money because they don't want to have it. There are guys, people who know how to make money with money and work hard and just get it.
Yep.
And there are people who don't. And when you see a guy, Trump annoys me to death.
You're not a Trump guy. Richie's not a Trump guy.
I like some of his stuff, but he annoys me.
Yeah.
When you see a guy who knows how to be successful, like any one of these people up there on their stages.
They didn't get to where they are by accident.
Exactly.
You know, as much as I'm not a fan of Cruz or Rubio, I mean, they've done a lot better at their age than many people.
Yeah,
so don't take that away.
At 44 and 45, look at where they are.
Yeah. All right, so this is kind of an interesting reality. Trump is always dumping on the Chinese, right? He's pledging to put tariffs on goods and bring things like the iPhone production back here. And he even teases them using Chinese sort of English, broken English, to mock them. And for the most part, the Chinese have been saying Trump was just a clown. Well, guess what?
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that clown.
Yeah, right. So now, with all of these victories, the Chinese have now, there's an editorial today in the Chinese state-owned Global Times newspaper that issues, it's a scathing criticism of our election process here, and a scathing criticism of Trump, saying, quote, he's opened a Pandora's box in our society. It condemns him as big-mouthed and abusive, claims he was initially supposed to act as a clown to attract more voters to the Republican Party. Instead, now he has become the party's worst nightmare, and it compares him to Mussolini and to Hitler, the way they became powerful, and it takes shots at Western democracy. This is what happens in a destructive company, a country like America, and blah, blah, blah. They go on and on and on. Hello. Do you remember Tiananmen Square, Mr. and Mrs. Chinese person? What happened in 1989 when they cracked down and shot hundreds of people who were protesting the Chinese government? What about that? What say you about that? I think you better look at yourself before you start taking shots.
I think it's funny. There's an article in The Guardian this morning saying that China is pointing at Trump and saying, see, that's why democracy doesn't work.
Yeah.
You could have that guy.
Right. Good luck to you and the Marines there, pal. All right, where are we? It looks like 47 after the hour here, Richie.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Know how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of pine tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner, and everyone has a chance to experience the luck of the Irish. Save a pot of gold and celebrate the holiday by staying connected with friends and family with a new Alcatel Pixie Pulsar smartphone from TracFone for just $29.83 at Walmart. If you already have a smartphone you just can't part with, check out TracFone's innovative BYOP, Bring Your Own Smartphone program, that lets you keep your phone and number. With TracFone, you get nationwide 4G LTE coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks. Plans with talk, text, and data start as low as $19.99 for 90 days, which helps keep a lot of extra green in your pocket. And with no activation or cancellation fees, you can change your no-contract plan whenever you need to without any penalties. TracFone phones and service plans are available at more than 100,000 retail locations nationwide. For more, visit TracFoneSwitch.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
All the choices we make in our life are pointless. There's no escaping the inevitable.
So you're saying that your whole entire life is predetermined to suck no matter what you do?
That's not the way I want it, but...
It kind of seems like a really, really good excuse to do something totally amazing right now.
Yeah. Craig Robinson, Let's Get It Started, movie music from the movie Hot Tub. I can't even say it.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
My God, number one movie this week in 2010. Don't be ashamed of yourself. All right, keep playing.
First one that got away.
The gray white buffalo. Yeah.
The gray what?
Gray white buffalo.
What are you guys whispering?
Gray white buffalo.
That was really helpful, you guys. Thank you.
All right, so John Cusack is in this. I'm trying to remember who else. I went to see this on the strength of your endorsement, and after I, not Chuckers, but Richie's.
Yeah.
And I went, oh,
you
my God, I couldn't believe how horrible it was.
My wife almost cracked a rib. She was laughing so hard.
Really?
At this thing, yeah.
So what's the matter with me, Chucker, that I don't like movies like this?
I don't know. I've been analyzing that for 20 years. I'll get back to you in about a month. I've almost completed my report.
All right, Chucker and his daily report.
Hold on. I'm not going
to. You got one more clip from this thing?
One cut. I get to play every cut from this movie.
You're better than him. Maybe not by a lot, but a little. You're completely toxic. There's nothing you can't kill. You're the violator.
Well, Cusack didn't do the sequel, so maybe he agreed with Doug. I don't know.
I think he loved the first one, but he said, you know what? That's enough.
Bad script, probably.
That's enough.
All right, Chucker is going to bring us up to date on some movie news in a moment on a good day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, Chucker. What do you have for movie news today?
What do you think of this, Doug? We didn't get to this yesterday. Warner Brothers announcing that they're going to reboot the 1981 hit comedy Cannonball Run, which starred Burt Reynolds and his buddies Dom DeLuise, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and a whole bunch of other actors and celebrities at the time. That film did not get good reviews, but made a boatload of money at the box office. The only thing I could think is that Warner Brothers maybe would go to George Clooney and say, do you want to headline this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be a comparable choice to Burt Reynolds.
Silly Ocean's 11.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Well, they all just get out there and just kind of do their thing and have fun.
Well, what it does tell you is that Hollywood is literally fresh out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just rebooting, sequelizing everything they can get their hands on. And as far as superhero movies, that's a trend that's going to continue, I think, for at least for the next 10 years. Speaking of that, Doug, how excited are you 1 week away from Batman vs. Superman?
Not at all. I won't go see it.
I'm
garbage.
Actually getting excited. I wasn't. At first, but now I'm like, after seeing the little bits and pieces, I want to see it.
How can you imagine?
Let me ask you a question, Rich. Your kids, who will they root for, Batman or Superman?
You know, my daughter was just talking to me about this yesterday, and she's like, I don't get it. They're both good. And I'm like, that's the whole story. So, but I think they're Batman here.
You know, the interesting thing, at this point, there's been no advanced reviews released, but there has been a couple of people who've seen it on the internet, and they say if you liked... It's not a full review, but if you like Man of Steel, you're going to really like this film. If you don't like Superman in the Dark Universe, you're going to have problems.
I did like it. But let's be realistic about it, Chuck. Superman is a foreigner.
It's tracking very well, and they say it's tracking at about $1 billion worldwide, which is a lot of money.
My God.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
And speaking of Ben Affleck, you know, he's most likely going to do a solo Batman film for Warner Brothers, which he'll probably write and direct. So, you know, he's got a really good career as a director, but it looks like he's going to take a huge paycheck
not
for
much,
Batman for the next
not,
5 years.
Not much of a husband, apparently. All right,
well,
Chucker, good
that's
man.
None of my business.
Chuck Curry here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.